The fourth general congregation got underway Wednesday morning at 9:30 sharp with 153 cardinals present. Four more cardinals had arrived in Rome overnight, three of them cardinal electors: Cardinal Lehmann from Germany, the Egyptian Cardinal Patriarch Emeritus Nguib, and all the way from Hong Kong, Cardinal Tong Hon. This brings the number of cardinal electors present in the Eternal City to 113, with two cardinals still to arrive: Cardinal Nietzsche from Warsaw, due to arrive Wednesday afternoon, and Vietnamese Cardinal Pham, due to arrive on Thursday. The session also got underway to a convivial start with birthday greetings exchanged Wednesday morning for Cardinals Casper on his 80th birthday Tuesday and Cardinal Cocco Pamliero, who turned 75 Wednesday.
Benvenuti e benvenute.
Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi revealed to press in the daily briefings that there were 18 interventions from different cardinals in this fourth session, for a total of 51 interventions thus far, representing all five continents. Due to the large number of people wishing to speak, he added, a time frame of 5 minutes has been established for each address. Father Thomas Rosica translated for English-speaking press.
Among the themes that were touched this morning, the Church and the world, new evangelization, the Holy See, dicasteries, relations with bishops.
Father Lombardi, who has been allowed to attend each congregation, told press that what's beginning to emerge is the profile for the future pope through the variety of the interventions, from organizational questions pertaining to the Holy See to local issues of pastoral action. He also added that the cardinals have decided to meet both morning and afternoon as of Thursday, holding two congregational sessions. And with a smile, he reiterated that no date has yet been set for conclave. As has become tradition, on Wednesday, journalists were also shown a screening of the area of the Apostolic Palace where conclave takes place.
What we've just seen in these images provided by the Centro Televisivo Vaticano are the images from the Pauline Chapel, the Sistine Chapel, the flooring that's being put down right now in the Sistine Chapel, all of those tubes which will form part of the base for the elevation. We also saw a woman that was sewing some of the materials, the cloths, and the items that will be needed to cover the tables and also wall hangings in the Sistine Chapel.
Images were also shown to journalists of the two stoves used to burn ballots and send up smoke signals for papal elections as they were removed from storage crates. One of the stoves was made specifically to burn chemicals to create the black or white smoke indicating the outcome of the vote, the other for the burning of the ballots themselves.
Padre Lombardi, abbiamo appena ricevuto un messaggio dal Collegio Nordamericano.
In conclusion, Father Lombardi, responding to a question regarding the cancellation of a daily press briefing by U.S. Cardinal, stated that the cardinal's journey toward conclave is not a convention or a synod, but just that, a journey that is above all a time of reflection for the College of Cardinals themselves, and on which he is trying to give as much information as allowed. I'm Emer McCarthy.